It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Tampa Bay one win away from the World Series.
Yeah, they can't do anything wrong. I mean, when Houston does hit a ball on the screws, they make the play. They're getting timely hitting on just a few hits. They're scoring runs, and right now they can't do anything wrong. They're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and it's funny because with the shortened season, that the way they run their pitchers in and out and stuff like that, it appears their pitching staff is still really pretty strong.
Well, both pitching staffs are doing well. The difference is the defense with Tampa Bay. Altuve made another key error last night that opened up the door for Tampa Bay to win. The last two games were basically almost all the runs on Tampa Bay were scored due to errors, leading to home runs and whatnot. Yesterday, a double play ball he threw into left field. And that opened it up for three runs to score that inning. So, you know, not to point your finger at him, but those errors really opened the door for Tampa Bay. And like I said, Houston's hitting the ball hard. They're hitting the ball right at somebody. And when they're not, Tampa Bay's making big plays in center field and third base. It's hard to beat a team when they're playing unconscious like that. Not saying they're not good. Unconscious means they can't do anything wrong.
Yeah, they're playing. It's amazing to watch. But then again, we take a look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, and their swooning continues.
Beautiful. And you know what was even better last night? They had the tie. After getting walloped for the whole game, they came within one run in the ninth inning with a late rally, and it was 8-7 with a man on third. And the third baseman made a Tampa Bay-like play to end the game, and the poor Dodgers lose again.
So they're one. They're now down two games to none. And
yeah, one series is 3-0, and the other's 2-0.
They both play tonight again?
They play every day.
That's amazing. All right. So we could have an American League champion tonight.
Yep.
And we still have to wait a couple of days over in the other side of the ledger.
Yeah, I mean, Houston may win tonight, but it definitely wouldn't surprise me if they get swept because, I mean, you're up against it 3-0. The other team's playing well. The chances of them winning four games is slim to none. And the Dodgers, well, the best pitcher in baseball didn't pitch yesterday because of cramps. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. I woke up this morning, and I'm pretty sure I got clobbered in our NFL picks.
We didn't pick.
We didn't pick?
No.
Oh, okay. We didn't pick. Okay. Well, it was a stinky game from what I see anyway.
It was?
Oh, gosh. Whatchamacallit, they got crushed. Buffalo got crushed 40-something to 20-something by Tennessee.
What a shame.
I know. Now, this is an interesting story, and I know you don't like football, but we're going to talk about it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets released running back Le'Veon Bell. Okay.
And they should.
Yeah.
I mean, what has he done? He hasn't done anything when he's got his opportunities. And then he went on social media, the root of all evil, Sunday night, to complain about how the Jets used him. So in the best play the Jets made in their five losses, they got rid of this cancer. Goodbye. So long. Go wherever else you want to go. I mean, it's going to be hard for somebody to pick up a useless running back that's making 50-some-odd million dollars for 3 years. But like P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute. Was that P.T. Barnum or W.C. Fields? W.C. Fields.
I think it's W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields said that, not P.T. Barnum.
Barnum said something about show business, but it's not on my mind this morning. All right, so that stands there. The final score of the game, by the way, was 42-16. It was even worse. So I don't know who would watch football on Tuesday night anyway, because when you got two other big sporting events going, but
once again, it was great watching the Braves Dodger game because there were people in the stands. It was beautiful. People actually running for baseballs.
All right. Was there anything else you want to talk about in sports?
No, nobody died yesterday.
I know. Thank God.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Tom Seaver, Joe Morgan, Bob Gibson, Whitey Ford.
I mean,
that's better than half the teams in baseball playing today, and they were 80 years old.
Yeah, that's you think back at that, it's absolutely amazing. But they all did lead long lives, though. That's the one thing about it. You know, they didn't go early. that lived healthy, long lives, and contributed to the lore of baseball for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if any one of those four guys were playing baseball today, they could all be part owners of a team.
And you can also
look at... they're better than anybody playing now.
You can look at it this way. The difference, and this is why baseball is America's game. I know football is going to be... but this is why baseball really is America's game. You've got those players, okay, from different generations and different teams, okay? I bet you that 90% of people that follow baseball know who those people are.
Nah.
I
wouldn't say 90%.
Well, there's more people that know who they are that watch baseball than you. If you go back 20, 30, and 40, and 50 years in football, how many football fans are gonna know those people?
I would think it's about the same because you're talking about pillars in baseball. I mean, Bob Gibson's like saying you know Joe Montana. You know, I mean, they're the biggest names in baseball. But Joe Morgan's an MVP. Whitey Ford, Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, all Cy Young winners, all World Series winners. I mean, I don't know about that. Oh. I don't know about that.
All right.
But if you ask these kids today who Whitey Ford was, I bet you 90% of them have no clue.
Yeah.
Unless they're a Yankee fan. Right. Same thing with Tom Seaver. Unless your parents were a Met fan, they won't know who they are. These kids today live in the moment. They have no idea. They think these guys playing today are the best thing to ever hit a field. And then when you watch these other older guys play, they say, oh, the game was slower. Look, they're not in good shape. Yeah, okay. You try to hit Whitey Ford. If you have Whitey Ford pitching to you for three innings and then you got Bob Gibson pitching to you for three innings, I'm pretty sure your team has no hits, maybe one. No walks and in six innings, I'd say easily 12 strikeouts.
Here's why I think that's funny. The year the Pirates won the World Series with Steve Blass, who's a local guy, of course, the Tri-State Baseball League, the Sharon team, which had a lot of good local players on it. Okay, they were a couple of games away from going to a national tournament at the end of the year, but anyway, he showed up and they put their starting lineup against him on a regulation mound. Okay. And I think out of all the players, I think if I remember back, and this was just like kind of an exhibition thing, I think if I remember, one or two players managed to foul off a couple of balls. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, with the way you play the rotation baseball today, can you imagine Tom Seaver starts the game, and then Whitey Ford pitches the middle three, and then Bob Gibson locks it up? You might as well just sit down. Because you're not going to hit him. Yeah. You got Seaver throwing upper 90s with a breaking ball. Then you got Ford coming in throwing all kinds of crap at you. And then you got Bob Gibson throwing that Hummer in another hook.
Yeah.
You got no shot. And you know what? It's like with the Astros. You know what's coming, and you still can't hit it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens in baseball tonight and talk to you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. What day is today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, so today's one of the few days there's no football games this week.
That's right.
There you go.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.